Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Mary Jo Terry. Mary Jo, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Mary Jo is the managing partner of Y Refi. They're an organization helping to refinance student loans when others will not. Mary Jo, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I've worked in the student loan industry for about 20 years, assisting students, their parents, all the way from the very beginning of getting ready and preparing for college into the financial aid office, through the financial aid office process into repayment. And unfortunately, when people get into delinquency and default. So I have a real passion for helping people get a college education, as well as helping individuals that do get into a bad financial situation with their education loans, whether they're direct loans or private loans, assisting them in getting them out of that situation. I've been lucky enough to help probably thousands of students through this process, and Y Refi is a result of myself, as well as my business partner, years of experience in student loans, and just constantly seeing a gap of individuals that fall into a situation where they just absolutely cannot make their student loan payments, whether it's on the federal side or on the private side.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. And I think that it is just one of the most terrible things in the world to have young people, before our brains are fully formed, take on sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. I think it just sets us up for failure. And to your point, there's a lot of people who fall into this gap of just they can't afford to do it. What does the landscape look like today from maybe the total amount of debt or just people that are struggling?
Unfortunately, the new data coming from the Department of Education has found about 7.7 million student borrowers. That's just Department of Education. That doesn't include private education loans that are in a delinquency or default situation. And with the CARE Act, we got a reprieve from having to make the student loan payments. We also got a reprieve from interest accruing, but now we're getting ready to have the CARE Act end in January of 2022. All these loans are going to go back into repayment. And so what we're seeing is people are taking on more and more debt. The cost of education has gone up about 5%. It's been going up year over year faster than inflation. And so oftentimes, what ends up happening is people take on too much debt. They graduate, and unfortunately, right out of the gate, you get a six-month grace period. But after that six-month period, all of your loans now go into repayment. Well, you may have been in school for 4, 5, 6 years, depending on if you got a graduate degree, and now you're in a situation where you can't repay. And so part of what Y Refi does is we always encourage customers, our borrowers, the parents that co-sign, to really investigate what those options are if you're in a situation where you can't repay. Because today, just getting out of college, I'm probably not going to be making as much money as I will 5 years from now, right? In a couple of years, I may be able to take on more debt and take on more payment. But at this point in period of time, I'm unable to do so. But oftentimes people ignore what that situation and ignore and put off, hey, I can't make my payment this month, I can't do something, when there's tons of resources out there to assist them in getting into a situation where they can make a payment or they can postpone a payment for a period of time to get themselves in a better situation.
Nice. All right. So it is so tricky because there's just too much information out there, right? So how do I cut through it all? How do I know what's actually going to apply to me and my situation? So just tell me about some of those resources.
Absolutely. There's many steps you can do to prepare to resume payments, both whether you've postponed your private loans or your direct loans. If you're talking about your direct loans, the first thing you're going to need to do is probably go to studentaid.gov. Basically, what studentaid.gov is it's a single resource that communicates out with your loan servicer. So you could have one of five loan servicers. And during the CARE Act, loan servicers changed, some other things transpired. So the first thing you want to do is go to studentaid.gov and update your profile. Lots of us have moved, new email addresses, possibly a new cell phone. Really update that information as well as look at your repayment amount, right? It's been over a year. You may not remember that you were paying $200 a month or $400 a month. You also may not remember that you might be on auto debit, right? What we don't want to happen is in February, all of a sudden money gets taken out of your account that you weren't counting on or budgeting for. So if you go to studentaid.gov, you can really look at what your payment is, who your loan servicer is, as well as trying to, they have a tool called the Loan Stimulator, where you can really find a repayment plan that can meet your needs. Now, keep in mind, you're not calling anyone. So you can do this at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. or when the kids are asleep or whatever the situation is. It is really just kind of a first step to see where you're sitting. There's also any of your private education loan lenders can also assist you. You can also call YRefi. YRefi works with borrowers with federal and private loans all the time to try to figure out whether we can assist them or one of our partners can assist them. So in the education industry, we try to create partnerships that if we have a customer on the line and they need help with their defaulted direct loans or they need help with something specific, that we have someplace we can transfer them. And you can always find us at www.yrefi.com. You can also call our 800 number, 888-390-5284. But there's a lot of things that we can assist you. Now, if you find yourself where you get out onto the studentaid.gov, you realize you can't make that payment, don't get discouraged. That's the first thing. The reason we're going to tell you don't get discouraged is there's a lot of other direct government programs that can assist you to get into a repayment plan that you can afford. Or, unfortunately, because of COVID, if you're still unemployed, there's unemployment deferments available. There's income-driven repayment plans. Income-driven repayment plans takes into account how much you earn a month and then adjusts your payment accordingly. How much are your household expenses? They look at whether you've lost income or gained income, or maybe you had a child during the pandemic. All of those things are taken into account. There's actually four different income-driven repayment programs, and that could assist you. It could get you down to a reasonable payment that you can afford to make at any given time. The last option is you can always consolidate your loans. It sounds kind of cliche. The reason I say that is you may be paying on 5 years worth of direct loans, and if you consolidate those loans, it's now into one payment. You probably extended repayment term, which lowered your payment. But the best thing about this program is there's no prepayment penalties. There's no prepayment penalties on private loans. There's no prepayment penalties on federal loans. So in 3 or 4 or 5 years, when you're in a better financial situation, you can actually up your payment. Maybe your payment goes to $100 a month and you realize, hey, I can skip that trip to Starbucks and pay an extra $10, extra $15. That goes towards your principal. So let's get these loans paid down and paid off as quickly as possible.
Got it. Well, that certainly makes sense. All right. So not getting discouraged, understanding what your current situation is, understanding what your options are, that definitely makes sense to me. For the I know that I've heard of after a certain amount of time, loans are forgiven. Does that work for student loans as well?
Yes. So if you go into an income-driven repayment program and you're paying what you can every single month, the balance that's left over will actually get forgiven. It will become forgiven debt. But it's a significant period of time in which you make those payments. It's usually about 20 years, before that debt's forgiven. There's also public service loan forgiveness programs, which means if you're a teacher and you work at certain schools, or if you're a firefighter, a police officer, if you work in the government sector, the list goes on and on. The public service loan forgiveness program will actually assist you in they set a certain payment amount for you. Once you've made the required number of payments, anything that's left over, your balance is forgiven. So there are options out there. That's why we always encourage you to be proactive and say, okay, so this is the debt I've got. This is how we're going to approach it, and take a positive stance forward in order doing one thing, going to studentaid.gov, calling your loan servicer. Take one step and don't procrastinate. Remember, there's deadlines coming up. Procrastination, especially during the holiday season when we are all so busy, is a very easy step to make. And we don't want to procrastinate, because the closer you get to the deadline, the busier everybody's going to be. And we'd like to get you in a situation where you can repay. Nobody wants a borrower or their parents to fail. Because remember, there's also Parent PLUS loans. So we're talking about parents, and we're also talking about borrowers. In private loans, you also have oftentimes have parents as co-signers. So you want to be proactive, whether you're the actual student, or whether you're the parent, the aunt and uncle, whomever. Let's see what we can do to get you into a situation. The Department of Education wants you to be not in a financial bad situation on your loans. We also don't want to see the hit to your credit. We'd like to be able to see you get a house, get a car, and have something positive happen. You've worked so hard to get that college degree, whether you graduated or not. Let's get you on the plan to repay.
Yeah, amen. Got to take ownership of it. It's your responsibility to do it, and certainly if you are a parent who has co-signed, to make sure that that everything is getting taken care of, and so that everybody's credit is good and everybody's happy and moving in the right direction. In terms of that forgiveness, is that from your perspective a viable strategy or one that people should consider?
Well, it'll take you about 10 minutes, honest to goodness, maybe 20 minutes, to see if you qualify for public service loan forgiveness. My recommendation is take your 20 minutes and find out. Realistically, it's 20 minutes that could save you $5,000. It's 20 minutes that could save you $1,000. I know when I was in college, if I had gotten a $500 scholarship for books, I was over the moon. So every little dollar counts, and just taking a little bit of time to see what's available for you could definitely put you in a win-win situation. But if you don't look and you don't ask, you won't know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So when people go through this process and they say, okay, it looks like I qualify for this, but just fundamentally I've got, $30,000 of student loan debt, and I'm not going to be able to make a payment. And so your organization actually can help somebody refinance, even though they maybe think that they can't.
Absolutely. YRefi is a private education loan refinance company. We work with the co-signers as well as the borrowers. And what we do is we don't look at somebody just based on their credit. We look at them holistically. And so when you give us a call at 888-390-5284, one of our student loan advisors will spend 30 to 45 minutes looking at your financial situation. The reason we spend such a significant period of time, whether you do a transaction with us or not, we want to make sure that we can get you to the right partner, or see if we can assist you directly. And so we work with parents who haven't been speaking to their children. We work with grandma and grandpa who haven't been speaking to their children because they've been put in a bad financial situation. And so with our program, we refinance private education loans. Bad credit doesn't scare me, shouldn't scare you, because we really want to look at the student and their co-signer situation. In all cases, we do not require co-signers. In some cases, we do require a co-signer, depending on what your financial situation is. But it's worth taking 5 minutes to give us a call or to go to our website and fill out our contact us form at yrefy.com. That's yrefy.com, so that we can contact you and then we can walk you through your situation. If you just have federal loans, we can help you with those and get you to someone who can assist you. If you have private loans, then we can also assist you, whether they're in good standing, their delinquency, or they're all the way into the default. So our motto is really, if you can call one of our student loan advocates, if you can take 5 or 10 minutes, you don't have to spend 45 minutes on the phone with us, we can at least march you in the right direction, whether it's a Y-Refi loan or if it's directing you to one of our partners.
Got it. One of the key takeaways here certainly is that you just need to take ownership of it. Rip the band-aid off. It's probably been bothering you. You've probably been worried about it. And now that the deadline is actually coming up, it's just it's time to do it.
And one thing you need to remember is you are not alone. My goodness. Unfortunately, we speak to customers on a daily basis that are genuinely upset and crying on the phone. And this isn't something that should resonate through the holidays. Let's just get it taken care of. Let's jump out there. Let's have a conversation. A conversation is usually the scariest thing. If you want to take a look at it, at YRefi, you can go to yrefi.com and look at some of our testimonials. Customers, real individuals that we have been able to help get out of a bad financial situation, improve their credit, and then later be able to get a house or get your new car or get yourself into a better financial situation. Unfortunately, you probably took the debt on, and to your point earlier, you took the debt on and you didn't even really understand what you were taking on. And that's scary.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, time to take control over it. Mary Jo, thank you so much for coming on. Give us the website one more time.
www.yrefi.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Mary Jo your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to yrefi.com. That's the letter Y, REFY.com. Thanks again, Mary Jo.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.